the staple question. A country is held together with rusty staples and sticky tape when those in the know had suggested glue, but glue more expensive. As it falls apart, what follows classes as bickering until it is announced there are no plans to buy any more tape, but the staples will be replaced with bright, shiny new ones. The glue lobby are furious, as there are much better glues on the market now and new stronger ones being invented as we speak. But the stapling will go ahead as planned, because we have consulted and decided, and because someone owns the word because. And we get paid every time we use it. There is talk of sabotaging the staples, buying pairs of pliers, or just carrying knives to prize them up. However, there is no talk of the Browning sticky tape, which disappoints a small, loyal brigade. Their objections written off as adhesive nostalgia. And there is so much talk that we are sick of it. Like we've stood too close to the pot of glue for too long, especially when some wise guy steps up and says, what I want to know is, who owns the stapler?